Hello, Eagles fans. It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we bring in the voice of the New York Football Giants, one Bob Papa. And Bob, the obvious question when looking at this Giants football team is, how impressed have you been calling the games with Odell Beckham, the rookie sensation at wide receiver, and the way that he's performing?
Chris, it's been incredible because I can't remember a rookie for the Giants coming in and having this kind of impact. I mean, he missed most of the off-season workout stuff. He missed almost all of training camp. He didn't play in any of the five preseason games. And even his first week of regular season action, which was week five, he didn't practice all that much that week. And he caught a touchdown pass on a route he had never run with Eli Manning in his first ever game. So it's been absolutely incredible. And knowing that every team is coming in trying to stop him, because it's not like they have a lot of other weapons, yet they still can't. It's really been dominant and shocking, to be honest with you.
So back in Week 6, the Eagles were able to shut out the Giants. It was the Eagles' first shutout since back in 1996. What has been the biggest difference in the Giants' offense since that first meeting? Is it simply Odell Beckham Jr., or is it a higher comfort level with the Giants' new offensive scheme?
I think it's a little bit more of a comfort level with the new offensive system, but I think it's really the maturation of Odell Beckham Jr., because if you remember it in the game at Lincoln Financial Field, that was the game in which the Giants lost Victor Cruz for the season, and he was their go-to guy. Odell was still kind of working his way into the mix, and he's gotten better over the course of time. He's starting to understand the offense, and they found very creative ways to get the ball in his hand with this new scheme.
Bob, the Giants are on a three-game win streak. The Eagles have lost three straight games and put themselves out of playoff contention. What has turned things around for Giants in the month of December?
Well, I mean, they've played some lousy teams. Let's not kid ourselves here. I mean, they had Tennessee and Jacksonville. They lost the Jacksonville game. And then they beat Washington. And, hey, they went to St. Louis and they beat a Rams team that has been playing great defense over the last 7 weeks. So you look at that and you say that's a feather in your cap. But they've had to use a lot of different guys. They've got the most guys on injured reserve of any team in the league. And I think some of the players that have been force-fed over the last 6 or 7 weeks are finally starting to get it a little bit and understand what NFL play is all about. So, you know, I think they're playing with a little bit more confidence. And, again, I go back to Odell Beckham Jr. He sparks the entire team, both offensively and defensively.
What is your gut feeling, Bob, about the status of Tom Coughlin moving toward next season, especially with all the change that has happened there in New York this season? Do you feel he's done enough to maintain his job and to remain with the team in 2015?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the one thing about Coach Coughlin is his team always fights, and, you know, they've battled here down the stretch, and, you know, they've had a chance to win every game. There's only two games this year that they didn't have a chance to win, and that was the Eagles game and the opener against Detroit. Coughlin's a really good coach. I mean, one of the things is he's been hamstrung by some of the talent. I mean, they've had a bunch of guys that have not produced to the level that they would have expected. They've had all kinds of offensive line issues all year long. They've never been able to settle on a group. And I think Coughlin's been able to work his way around it, which has been pretty impressive.
Bob, in your estimation, looking a little bit to the future now, what do you think is the biggest need for the Giants to handle? Obviously, they've got Odell Beckham Jr. He's a star there. What other pieces do they need to put the Giants back in contention next season?
They've got to fix the offensive line. I mean, they've taken steps in the right direction over the last 2 years by drafting Justin Pugh in the first round last year and then taking Weston Richburg in the second round this year. But they still got some holes on that offensive line. They've got to get better. They've got to get younger, stronger, more powerful so they can run the ball better. And the other thing they have to do is they've got to improve their pass rush. Let's not let the sack totals over the last 4 or 5 weeks mislead anybody. In the games that mattered, in their six-game stretch, at Philadelphia, at Dallas, home against Indianapolis, at Seattle, home again against Dallas, you know, the Giants in that stretch, Jason Pierre-Paul had no sacks. And you can't win when the guy who's supposed to get you a lot of sacks gets shut out over that stretch. So they've got to find a way to get a more consistent pass rush.
Bob, last question for you. You and Merrill Reese, two of the best play-by-play radio announcers in the business. you know, looking at this rivalry because there are no playoff implications, what are some of your favorite memories of the Eagles-Giants series?
You know, from a Giant perspective, you know, when the Giants beat the Eagles down at Lincoln Financial Field, I think it was in 2006, they had sacked Eli Manning 8 times in the first half, and the Giants came back and won in overtime. He threw a touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress. The 2000 divisional playoff game when Jason Sehorn made one of the great plays of all time. But one of the ones that jumps out to me more than anything, forget about my youth and the fumble and that whole thing. But I remember doing the post-game show in 1988, and it was a rainy, cold day at Giants Stadium, and the Giants actually blocked what was going to be a game-winning field goal by the Eagles in overtime. And then Clyde Simmons picked up the ball and rumbled like 25 yards for a touchdown off a blocked field goal. And I'll never forget that because it was like, wow, you did everything right and you still lost the game.
Bob Papa, the voice of the New York Football Giants, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.